Now, looking for love is never an easy task, especially because, well, looking means you have to put yourself out there a bit more, whether that's online dating or speed dating or even approaching someone that takes your fancy. But what should we be putting in that description if you are doing online dating particularly? Words like hardworking, loyal, good listener, all that kind of stuff makes it a bit like you're applying for a job. Well, Michelle Beggy is a dating consultant at RSVP and joins us now. And in fact, you spend your life writing these for people, don't you?
I do indeed. So RSVP, we're an introductions and dating agency. So a totally offline forum. The advantage to us over perhaps online dating is that we meet everybody. So before you join our agency, we take an hour and a half to get to know you, what you're looking for, the type of person you are, to ensure that we can offer you a service that you're looking for and the type of person you want to fall in love with.
Because you want to try to match people up with, well, it's not always the case, is it, that people want to go out with exactly the mirror image of themselves? They might want something really different, but you help that happen.
Yes, we do. So when we interview people, we get to know their hobbies, sort of their pastimes, what they're interested
reading,
in.
I like reading, I like watching, going to the cinema.
Travelling.
None of which means anything.
So, no, it doesn't. But we also do other things like Myers-Briggs personality profiling, which is really important. And also criteria, what they're looking for in a person. So for girls, this could be somebody over a certain height. For men, it could be, say, a certain dress size. Or actually, it's normally just, I want to find a nice, normal person to fall in love with. So we attract professionals, so because there is a cost attached to joining our agency, so we attract sort of doctors, lawyers, entrepreneurs, sometimes just stay-at-home mums who want to find love.
Now, look, lots of people don't necessarily want to go down that route, but they might be trying out online dating, whatever. What do they put in their description?
So,
to make it less CV-like.
So we don't need a full rundown of your jobs. I think, first of all, keep it short. So there's nothing...
I like country walks.
Theatre and cinema.
Cosy evenings in front of the fire.
Yeah.
All of which might be true, but everybody writes that.
No, they do. I think the first thing is to keep it short. There's nothing more daunting than looking at a profile, thinking you need to get a cup of tea and pull in an hour to go through it. Mm. Be honest. So that's the best thing, is just say who you are and what you'd like to do. Also, don't include things that aren't particularly opposite gender friendly. So if you like knitting and crocheting, that's brilliant. Tell your girlfriends. Maybe not put it into your dating profile. Also, be upbeat and positive. So every upbeat and positiveness attracts positiveness. People like that. So again, always go for that. And also then you have the images. What sort of photos do you put on there? That's the next thing as well. Obviously, with Instagram and Facebook, there are lots of filters out there. Just put a picture that's you. So don't put a filter on it. Warts and all, let people see what you're looking
for. Well, you don't want it to be the whole warts and all thing. It's got to be you on a good day.
Well, yeah, you on a good day. A bit of makeup and hair, and that's just for the boys, definitely. but no filters. And also make sure it's fairly recent as well. If a photo is 10 years old, they are going to have a bit of a surprise when they meet you. Equally, they're going to think, what else have you not been quite truthful about?
It's a bit of a minefield, isn't it? I mean, from what you're saying, I would imagine that writing a profile for yourself is actually quite hard. So getting somebody else, I mean, like a professional like you, for example, but actually maybe getting a friend, to your best friend maybe, to just put their eye across it might not be a bad idea.
No, definitely. But also make sure you proof it as well, to make sure that you're happy with what they're putting out there. There are sort of websites out there, like mysinglefriend.com, where you actually, your friend writes your profile for you.
Okay.
So which you can go on there and see. Or if you want to...
Because that's nice, isn't it? Because if it's somebody you're very close to, a friend that you're close to, they might not... You know, as a nation, we're not terribly good at talking about ourselves at the best of times. So having a friend say, you know, this person is just a terrific, you know, when you're on a bad day, they're the person that will always make you feel better. Mm. You might not write that about yourself.
No, you wouldn't. Also, there might be qualities about you that you don't realise you have. Mm. So everyone uses kind and caring, but you also might be really funny or a good listener or emotionally generous, which are important as well in a partnership. So, yeah, get your friend's involvement as well, or write it yourself and include, say, my friends say I am, or my friends find that I am, and put those in there as well. But I think the sort of key points are to keep it short, to keep it truthful, to keep it honest. And if you're going to put humour in, make sure that it really is going to land to the right target audience. Cool. There's nothing worse than looking through a profile and just thinking, okay, that's fine.
Ouch.
Cringe.
Ouch. But we're talking about this off air. Sometimes you can, with if you've got really quirky humour and you're looking for quite a quirky match, that's a self-filtering system, isn't it, a bit?
It is totally.
Either somebody gets you or they don't.
Exactly, it is totally. But also, you've got to be then prepared that you are going to get lots of swipes the opposite way that you want. So if you are looking for a certain person who has your type of humour, brilliant, by all means include it, but you are going to get less hits.
What are the? I mean, you've mentioned humour and stuff. Are there no-nos, just under no circumstances?
I think things like, for example, soft, quirky nicknames are probably a no. So my friends like to call me Pussycat, probably don't include that into your profile. I think also being quite negative so doesn't help because people just don't like it.
What about I've just come out of a horrible breakup and he was awful and I'm just...
No.
Launching myself again.
No, that's not a conversation that we need to have online. And also, it's the sort of thing you'd only share with somebody once you've had 2, 3, 4, 5 dates when you feel that the relationship is going somewhere.
I know people for whom, dating agencies, online dating and stuff has really worked. And it can be a great boon, can't it? And some people would say, oh, I've had to try online dating and stuff. But there's no shame. I don't even mean it as strongly as that. It's just one way of meeting people, isn't it?
It is. 20 years ago, how we met people was vastly different. So we'd go to a bar or a nightclub, we'd hang out, we'd have a drink, smile across the room, that sort of thing. It doesn't happen anymore.
At all?
Well, there's not so many nightclubs out there. People do go to bars. I'm married, but when I go out with my single friends, we just sat talking to each other. They're not even looking around the bar because it's just not how people meet anymore. So online is a great way to meet people. Dating agents is a great way to meet people. Just go with what is comfortable for you. There are some people who can't go online because of their job or they don't want their peer groups to see them on there, and that's fine. And that's why there are other forums like introduction agencies, which they can then join and help them find love.
I think it's great. Thank you so much for coming on. It's really good to talk to you. Thank you. It's just occurred to me, we've done makeup earlier on, make yourself look glam. We've done the dating profile thing. We are going to be talking about big pants in a minute. I'm not quite sure where that all fits in. But Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. And I think the piece of advice that's most important is get somebody to read it after you've done it.
Totally.
And don't do it after a bottle of wine.
Or two.
Yeah. I'm marvellous. Ping. Oops.